pointed out, play games other than chess with the fates of mortals and the thrones of kings. It is important to remember that they always cheat, right up to the end. And a coach came hurtling along the rough forest track, jerking violently as the wheels bounced off tree roots. The driver lashed at the team, the desperate crack of his whip providing a rather neat counterpoint to the crash of the tempest overhead. Behind, only a little way behind and getting closer, were three hooded riders. On nights such as this, evil deeds are done. And good deeds, of course, but mostly evil on the whole. On nights such as this, witches are abroad. Well, not actually abroad. They don't like the food and you can't trust the water and the shamans always hog the deck chairs. But there was a full moon breasting the ragged clouds and the rushing air was full of whispers and the very broad hint of magic. In the clearing above the forest, the witches spoke thus.
"I'm babysitting on Tuesday," said the one with no hat but a thatch of white curls so thick she might have been wearing a helmet. "For our Jason's youngest. I can manage Friday. Hurry up with the tea, love, I'm that parched."
The junior member of the trio gave a sigh and ladled some boiling water out of the cauldron into the teapot. The third witch patted her hand in a kindly fashion.
"You said it quite well," she said. "Just a bit more work on the screeching. Ain't that right, Nanny Og?" "Very useful screeching, I thought," said Nanny Og hurriedly. "And I can see Goody Wemper, may she rest in peace, gave you a lot of help with the squint." "It's a good squint," said Granny Weatherwax.
The junior witch, whose name was Magrat Garlic, relaxed considerably. She held Granny Weatherwax in awe. It was known throughout the Ramtop Mountains that Miss Weatherwax did not approve of anything very much. If she said it was a good squint, then Magrat's eyes were probably staring up her own nostrils. Unlike wizards, who like nothing better than a complicated hierarchy, witches don't go in much for the structured approach to career progression. It's up to each individual witch to take on a girl to hand over the area to when she dies. Witches are not by nature gregarious, at least with other witches, and they certainly don't have leaders. Granny Weatherwax was the most highly regarded of the leaders they didn't have. Magrat's hands shook slightly as she made the tea. Of course, it was all very gratifying, but it was a bit nerve-wracking to start one's working life as village witch between Granny and, on the other side of the forest, Nanny Og. It had been her idea to form a local coven. She felt it was more, well, occult. And to her amazement, the other two had agreed, or at least hadn't disagreed much.
"An oven?" Nanny Og had said. "What do we want to join an oven for?" She meant a coven, Gaither, Granny Weatherwax had explained. "You know, like the old days, a meeting." "A knees up," said Nanny Og hopefully. "No dancing," Granny had warned. "I don't hold with dancing, or singing, or getting overexcited, or all that messing about with ointments and similar." "Does you good to get out," said Nanny happily.
Magrat had been disappointed about the dancing, and was relieved that she hadn't ventured one or two other ideas that had been on her mind. She fumbled in the packet she had brought with her. It was her first sabbat, and she was determined to do it right.
"Would anyone care for a scone?" she said.
Granny looked hard at hers before she bit. Magrat had baked bat designs on it. They had little eyes made of currants. The coach crashed through the trees at the forest edge, ran on two wheels for a few seconds as it hit a stone, righted itself against all the laws of balance, and rumbled on. But it was going slower now. The slope was dragging at it. The coachman, standing upright in the manner of a charioteer, pushed his hair out of his eyes and peered through the murk. No one lived up here, in the lap of the Ramtops themselves, but there was a light ahead. By all that was merciful, there was a light there. An arrow buried itself in the coach roof behind him. Meanwhile, King Varents, monarch of Lancre, was making a discovery. Like most people at any rate below the age of 60,